From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Almacher. Remember the first time you thought, sadly, that you had polished off the box of chocolates and then you discovered it had two levels? That glorious feeling of lifting the delicate white foam board separator to see a fresh army of caramels and nut clusters? That's kind of how I feel about two CD sets. It's like having two desserts. A new two-disc set of Bach flute sonatas is the latest delight to capture my fancy. There is a mathematical precision to the music of Bach, an evocation of gears and machinery, of myriad intricate pieces meshing together. But somehow, all that precision results in something that's not at all mechanical. In fact, it's downright sensuous. In the best hands, Bach's music conjures up images not unlike the opening credits of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. A complicated series of moving parts processing in balletic swirls and creating chocolate kisses. And we do have some of the best hands, six of them, on this new recording from flutist Maria Piccinini and the Brazil guitar duo. Piccinini says she fell hard for these works early on, a love she describes as wild abandon. And then, as she grew as a performer and started studying in earnest, her relationship with Bach matured as well. She got to know the ins and outs, the structure, the interwoven harmonies, and she loved it even more. The final piece of the puzzle for her was spending a summer playing the obbligato lines, that's the accompanying counter melody, for a series of master classes, vocal master classes. She said hearing and feeling the impact of the words, not just for their meaning, but also for the natural colors of the vowels and consonants, enabled her to incorporate that singing vocal colorization to her own performance of Bach. Listen to the adagio movement from the Sonata in C for a taste. Maria Piccinini's partners in this confectionery shop are Joao Luis and Douglas Laura. Together, they're the Brazil guitar duo. They are as comfortable playing the traditional dance music of Brazil as they are the powdered wig stuff. As a matter of fact, their street music sensibilities might be why the rhythms of this CD have such a fluid feel. They took the original keyboard parts by Bach and adapted them for two guitars. And the substitution of guitars for the original harpsichord or piano gives these performances a more intimate feel. The difference between a state dinner with complicated place settings and layers of protocol and a long, comfortable dinner party with good friends. Don't get me wrong, this unbuttoned feeling has to do with atmosphere and emotion, not any sloppiness of execution. Piccinini and the Brazil guitar duo have created a perfect balance of clockwork precision and melt-in-your-mouth indulgence. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Almacher.
Programming is supported by the Minnesota Orchestra, presenting Future Classics, a concert featuring 7 new works for orchestra by some of the country's most talented emerging composers. Friday, October 29th. Tickets at minnesotaorchestra.org.